This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave, in for Terry Gross. It's been 5 years since R&B singer D'Angelo has released a new CD, but that didn't prevent his new collection, Voodoo, from going straight to number one the first week of its release. Rock critic Ken Tucker examines the appeal of the 25-year-old singer and songwriter.
Who am I justified? I myself feel the high of all the hottest spies. Behind the jail or in the grave, I have to lay. It's better me. And if I die before I wake, I hope the Lord don't hesitate. Get the hell.
D'Angelo doesn't make any pretenses about doing anything particularly original on Voodoo. His liner notes cite all the influences you hear on this CD: Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Jimi Hendrix, George Clinton, Sly Stone, Al Green. What D'Angelo has tapped into is a young audience not very familiar with this 1970s canon of rhythm and blues, and he summons up the aura of that era very enjoyably.
I know some things have changed since the last I see you. Some good, some for the bad, baby, baby, baby. All in all, I can't complain, that's what I've been through, baby. But seeing you reminds me of the precious times we had. And I wondered all this time about how you've been. And I hope my chance to see you once again. I'd love to kiss your lips, babe, once again. I long to hold you tighter one more time. Yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
At a time when most black male pop artists are working in the hip-hop territory, D'Angelo is an unabashed romanticist who concentrates on luring female listeners into his musical bachelor pad. If you've seen the video that accompanies this next song, called Untitled How Does It Feel, you know what I'm talking about. The wildly popular video is just a shot of D'Angelo, stripped to the waist to expose an exceptionally buff bod, flexing and posing while, oh yeah, singing.
Years ago, D'Angelo's debut album, called Brown Sugar, suggested a crooner who was looking to revive the ballad style of Teddy Pendergrass and Smokey Robinson. The new Voodoo has a rougher edge, and more daringly, long song lengths that take their instrumental time to work up to D'Angelo's nothing special, pitching woo lyrics. It means that most of his songs will have to be shortened for radio airplay. We've been lopping off the long instrumental intros to most of the songs I've played here. But it also means that Voodoo works best at home for the listener as a fine, leisurely make-out album.
Let me tell you about it. Oh, yeah. I want to tell you about it. Let me tell you. Been gone, gone so long.
heard a lot of things about me.
That song is called The Line, and that's how D'Angelo comes across, as a smoothie with a line for the ladies. His image regularly veers into unctuousness. Unlike his heroes Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder, D'Angelo doesn't really have much to say. But the guy's only in his mid-20s, and maybe once the lure of the gym fades and his pecs get a little saggy, he'll start flexing his equally impressive musical muscles to craft a make-out album with brains as well as brawn.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. Coming up, the Atlantic Monthly's Grammar Maven. This is Fresh Air.